You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Flashback, episode 6. A devilish number, but to combat this hellish number, I have some good friends and family in the studio with me. We're catching up on all the crazy things that have happened in the last 2 weeks and talking to some friends and music industry professionals. This is Flashback. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Flashback. I'm Alec Christensen. This is our 6th episode. I'm so excited to be back broadcasting. With me, as always, friend, roommate, ally, trustee steed, Kareem Halisay. How's it going, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on again.
Yeah, of course.
And then we have two new co-hosts in the studio. First up is my good friend from home, longtime friend, Michael Ann Wilson. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm so good. Thanks so much for coming out to Canada. Very exotic land, I imagine.
It's beautiful. It's like being on vacation.
And then a very, very special guest, maybe my favorite one yet, my mom, aww, Kelly Christensen, is in the studio.
Aw, thank you.
How How are you, Mom?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for coming in. Your voice is working really well on this. It sounds very natural.
Oh, thank you.
Well done.
You can see where he gets it from.
Yeah. Oh, you guys. This is just positivity bomb for the next 90 minutes.
We're really complimenting.
A lot's happened in the last 2 weeks. NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah.
The Warriors swept.
Yeah.
This is also, like, we're recording this the Saturday before it airs, so it's, like, really recent news.
Yeah.
You what
got
else
me into
happened?
That, the NBA Finals.
What did you say? I got you into it?
Yeah. Okay, good. Started watching it together.
Yeah. I mean, I'm, like, a really fake basketball fan, but it was fun. It was really boring just to watch one team sweep it, though.
Yeah. It wasn't, like, there was no level of excitement because they just kept winning and winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked like they were going to, maybe, the Cavs were maybe going to win the third game for a while, but...
It was fun to watch LeBron. Like, you can kind of see why he's the best right now.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah.
I heard he, like, had a hand injury because he took his anger out on a blackboard.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. Which, I mean, like, to be fair...
The rest of his team is kind of letting him down.
He's really babysitting that team. I don't know. What else has happened in the world? Anything pressing that you guys can think of?
It stopped raining.
It did start in Vancouver. Ooh, yes, it stopped raining.
I'm just angry about the weather. I cannot believe we just had basically a thunderstorm in June.
In June.
That was not great to experience.
That's not what you signed up for when you came to Canada.
Had to dig the raincoat out of the back of the closet.
It was disgusting weather. I don't know. We've got a great episode today. We're going to be catching up on all the crazy things happening in Vancouver and around the world. We've got two very special guests in addition to some lovely co-hosts. We'll be talking to friend of the show, Quake Matthews, and new guest, Kayo, about their music. We'll talk to them both about all the feuds happening in the rap world because, I mean, the most important news in the world is happening right now. And we'll also just be seeing what's changed in Vancouver. We'll be talking a lot about plastic, and Kareem's got a very special report coming, so stay tuned for that. I'm super stoked for this episode. I'm so glad you guys are all here with me. I think we're going to have a great time. Listen to some great music with friends, family, enemies. Stay tuned in. This is Flashback. Tune in.
From me, y'all don't want money, y'all don't want from me. Y'all wanna die in the chase of things. We all gonna die and break the thing. Trapped inside a burning church, made it out alive. God know my worth. Raw face, scar face, y'all face. More defeat, I know it hurts.
20 of them.
20 on car, got 20 in my hand. Got 20 on judge, gave 20 to my dog. Got 20 on girls that'll f*** you them. That'll f*** you them, f*** you over. Take your safe, take your keys, take your Rover. Take the heart you thought you had.
Speed off, rolling up life in a taxi cab. On the radar.
You're dead to me.
How you wanna play ball?
You're dead to me.
Takes off.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
You know what zone I'm in.
You're dead to me.
Don't care who you with.
You're dead to me.
Watch me do my.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
Hey, hey, ready, set, go crazy. Hit a finesse, you see I'm getting mice. Life hit it with the lemons, lime light. But at night, we still committing crimes, spitting rhymes. By the coupe with the spinning rim, get inside. Bring a friend, bleeding hands from the genocide. Clean me up, beam me up to the other side. Brothers die, cause coons turn to butterflies. They don't wanna see me sitting in the bins. They don't wanna see me living on the end. Of the city, in the city, why been? Show no pity in the city for the sin. They don't wanna see me getting to the check. They just wanna see me swimming in the dead. Don't drown on ground with it till you hit. 911 free, zoom, zoom, dead.
Ops on the radar.
You're dead to me.
How you wanna play ball?
You're dead to me.
Takes off.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
You know what zone I'm in.
You're dead to me.
Don't care who you with.
You're dead to me.
Watch me do my.
You're dead to me. You're dead to me.
Tune in.
I move like a millipede. When I flex them tendons like rubber trees. Young Billy Jackson back to the mouthpiece drawn. Got a verbal armory. Stack bodies, not figurines. Move beneath the surface, submarine. I'm half machine, obscene with a light sword. Look inside the brain, it's a riot in the psych ward. What you standing on the side for? Roar like a lioness, punch like a cyborg. Spit slick, attack is subliminal. Flowers on my mind, but the rhyme style's sinister. Stab behind my own bars like a seasoned criminal. Gotham city streets outplaying the crushing any system that belittles us. Antidote to every poison they administer. Switching like time signatures. Colors in my aura tend to cover the perimeter. Brown bodies that the blues wanna shoot through. High res lenses wanna pull over your eyes. My strength ain't nothing like my size. Blades on the top, Kathleen Cleaver. Tangle my cords like a weaver.
Tune them.
Ops on the radar.
You're dead to me.
How you wanna play ball?
You're dead to me.
so. You're dead to me, you're dead to me, you're dead to me.
You know what zone I'm in.
You're dead to me.
Don't care who you with.
You're dead to me.
Watch me do my sh-
You're dead to me, you're dead to me.
Hello, welcome back. That was Ops by Vince Staples and Eugen Blackrock. We're going to talk about kind of something that's been recurring on this show for a while, the plastic ban happening in Vancouver starting June 2019. Shout out to the city for finally making that happen.
Yeah.
Our resident plastic hater in chief, Vita Luce, is not available for this episode. So we're going to try our best without her. But, like, we talked about it last week, so I just wanted to follow up on it because a bunch has happened since then. First of all, I went to Starbucks, and they have the nitro foam, like, iced coffee drinks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because of the foam, you can't drink it with a straw, so they have a strawless plastic cup. And I know one question that I raised on the last episode was, how are you supposed to drink iced coffee without a straw?
Yeah.
Because, like, drinking it out of a paper cup is really gross.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the solution for that now. So shout out to Starbucks for figuring that out. And they're phasing out straws on the UBC campus, which I think is super exciting.
Yeah, no, that is. So for Starbucks, is that Canada-wide or is that just in Vancouver?
They made it sound like it was like at least like a campus initiative because like, you know how there's like UBC Starbucks and then Starbucks.
Okay, so this is UBC Starbucks?
As far as I know.
Okay.
But like, hopefully we can start somewhere. Trend. Yeah, exactly, exactly. And then A&W is replacing plastic straws with paper straws, my favorite fast food chain, which is a controversial opinion, apparently.
It's very cheap.
It's very good,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, okay.
Which, that was a weird thing when I moved to Canada, like, A&W being good. Because, like, we have one, maybe.
Maybe.
At home. Mm-hmm. And then, can you get a number crunch on that, Mom?
I'll work on that. Let me Google it.
Yeah, so, I don't know. It's weird. They're everywhere here, but they're really good, and I try not to go there too often.
Is it a Canadian company? Do you know?
Okay, yeah. So some corporate food history.
Yeah.
A&W, U.S. And A&W was an American company.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually the company like had restaurants where they served the root beer that they also sold. Then when, oh God.
How do you know all this?
We're going in deep on this. I'm interested in corporate food history. But anyway, so A&W Canada split from the main company and they focused more on restaurants. Okay. While A&W in the States primarily focuses on selling canned or bottled root beer at the grocery store.
Okay, that makes sense.
Which I think like Canada made a better decision because it's really good food. And it's so cheap.
What's your A&W in the U.S.? Where'd you go?
Where?
Yeah.
Like, oh, the equivalent?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like, where is my A&W? Like the address?
Mm.
I like Wendy's, which like we have one in Vancouver.
Okay.
I think it's good. They have really good Frosties.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Do you have Wendy's in Oman?
We don't have Wendy's
really?
In Oman. No.
Jordan?
We don't have A&W, no.
Oh, wow.
Wendy, I don't think Wendy's is franchised outside.
They must not have.
Yeah.
It's always fun to see like what restaurants you have in Oman and what you don't. Chili's is big, as we've talked about.
But not in Canada, which is crazy to me.
Is Chili's even big in the States?
Yeah, so. But they sell a lot of frozen food in the grocery store now. So they've
really?
Branched off That's into weird. That.
Like Same it with depends like, on where you're at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. TGI Fridays is like that, too. Is that big?
TGIF, that's also no. That's all across the Middle East.
You can buy, like, the frozen, like, well, it's, I don't know what they sell, but frozen food from them. We're detracting from plastic. I want to get back to it, because this is really cool.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to the second Kareem Shamir, who was also on the last episode, for providing us with some more information that the EU also voted to ban plastic straws, which that's, like, actually really...
That's huge.
Freaking big.
Yeah.
So I think the future is bright and plastic-free, which I think is uncontroversially a good thing.
Well, some people can find controversy in that.
So there's the CITR News Collective, and they do a show called Democracy Watch, right?
Yeah.
And it's running through the summer on like a smaller scale, but they were talking to people about the plastic ban, and they were trying to get like both sides of the story, so they interviewed like a guy who's just like, he's almost like a plastic like lobbyist, and they said it was like, a good interview, but also like it's just hard because like your stance is against that, but yet he's like a nice guy, so you're not like you don't have an issue with him as a person, but it's like, oh, this is a really like dark thing you're doing here.
I didn't know big plastic was a thing.
Big plastic is
a
thing.
Big lobby.
Yeah.
I think that's also probably a big reason why, because like the ban's so controversial and so big, is that it's a victory over that as well, mm-hmm. you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to start somewhere.
You do. So I think now that we've updated our faithful listeners on that, let's get into some music.
Relationships ain't a democracy. I'm good if you just stay on top of me. It ain't no mystery who's in control. You're sitting pretty, I'm replaceable. When we're out and having dinner, you get all your drinks for free. I can see who sent them over. It ain't compliments of me. I can hear them, they're talking. I stay in my own lane. I can't blame them though, 'cause everybody knows that you got the juice. Yeah, yeah, that's why I keep pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya. You got the juice, baby. That's why I keep pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya. It's usually freezing when I act this way, but it's cuffing season in the month of May. They let you in, but I just stay in line. I stay in my own lane. I can't blame them though, 'cause everybody knows that you got the juice. Yeah, yeah, that's why I keep pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya. You got the juice, baby. That's why I keep pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya. I've been a handful, but now I got it right. I'd be a damn fool. I should keep it tight. I got a main screen, so I better squeeze it right. I've been a handful, but now I got it right. I'd be a damn fool if I didn't recognize. I got a keeper, so I should keep it tight. I got a main screen, so I better squeeze it right. You got the juice. Pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya. Pressing ya, pressing ya. You got the juice. Yeah, yeah. That's why I keep pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya. You got the juice, baby. That's why I keep pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya, pressing ya. I've been a handful, but now I got it right. I'd be a damn fool if I didn't recognize. I got a keeper, so I should keep it tight. I got a main squeeze, so I better squeeze it right. I've been a handful, so I should keep it tight. I got a main squeeze, so I better squeeze it right. You got the juice.
Okay, welcome back to Flashback. We have a very special report coming from Kareem Halisay. We're going to zoom out from Vancouver and look at a story that has affected Kelowna, BC. So we're bringing you our first of maybe a recurring segment on the show. This is Fecal Matters with Kareem Halisay.
Boopity-scoop. Scoop-dee-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-scoop-dee-poop.
I love that so much. That was a good surprise.
Was that what you wanted?
Yeah. No. I don't know how I didn't think that was the one you were going to play.
Like very like culturally relevant.
Yeah. No, and it definitely works. Okay, so for the first Fecal Matters edition, we've got some news that made like international headlines here. This was on The Guardian, and this was in BC as well, like you said, in Kelowna. The title is Canada, anguished drivers say plane to blame for poo that fell from sky. Officials investigate possible debris coming from aircraft after drivers deluged by foul-smelling brown liquid in British Columbia. So basically, Susan Allen and her son were just driving home from lunch near the Kelowna airport, and they were deluged with liquid coming down from the sky.
And it wasn't rain.
It was not rain, and it was brown, and it was not bird poop either. It was, it turned out to be from a plane, and apparently this is not an uncommon thing. It is not uncommon for human waste to fall from planes in the form of hazardous ice chunks called Blue Ice. And they've got an expert on this article who said that if it started as being kind of a poopsicle on the bottom of a plane, then it could easily thaw and become liquid as it came down.
Does it call it a poopsicle?
The environmental scientist Robert Young does call it a poopsicle, okay, yes.
Very cool.
What's your reaction to this so far?
This is really gross. I guess, like, maybe quick context, I don't do well with anything related to the bathroom, like talking about it. So yeah. When you shared this story with me a couple days ago, I was, like, less than excited. But I think the bit Fecal Matters, just as a title, like,
yeah, that was worth
it. We couldn't
it.
Pass it up.
Who do you think came up with that title?
Well, I think I came up with it.
I disagree. I think I said the words fecal matter, and I think
and I added the S at the end.
Oh, collaboration.
Yeah, there you go. Collaborative work.
That's what the show is.
The fact that is the most surprising to me is that it's not uncommon. Planes do this.
Yeah. Apparently, how often does it land on people though?
That seems like it's rare. But actually, if I go down a little bit. It said, this traumatic story has prompted others to come forward. 3 days later, another car was struck with similar waste.
Where was that? Does it say where that was?
I think it's in Kelowna as well. Maybe they've got a problem with the layout of the airport and the causeway.
Right. Okay, so this is where I was reading, I think I read a different article. I didn't read The Guardian.
Okay.
But the airport nearby, because they wanted to do an investigation, right? Because shouldn't happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it said there was no plane in the vicinity at the time this happened, which adds a whole nother layer to this.
Maybe the Guardian got their story wrong.
Poop mystery. No, yeah. I'm not accusing them of that. I just think that perhaps
there's a
cover
up
happening.
Yay. My other favorite thing is that once the Guardian inquired with Transport Canada, Transport Guardian told the Guardian it does not compile statistics on these types of incidents. So we don't know how often this happens, but it could be every day. Every day someone's car.
I feel like if that's true though, that then they should. You know what I mean? If this is happening often.
The fact that other people immediately came forward with their own stories of this. Oh. Planes must be doing this all the time.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Could you imagine you're just in your car, you're listening to the Eagles and your sunroof is open?
Yeah.
Or let's say Neil Young because we're in Canada.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's just this weird smelling. She got an eye infection.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got
an
eye infection. Sorry to spoil your thing. Oh.
that, it's awful actually. They had their sunroof down as well, windows open, enjoying the summer. And then,
a right to do.
Yeah, yeah, and then that happens. Are you ever going to drive near an airport with the windows open, Alec?
Not again. My AC is going to be broken. I'm just going to sweat it out until I get away from there.
Just in case, on the off chance. I mean, we don't know. It could be you next.
How does that happen? If this is something that happens often, wouldn't that be just something you want to fix? Because I feel like that's just even if it's not landing on people.
I don't know what the engineering in the plane is that it's thawing out the other side. Are they releasing it? I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I definitely thought there was just a chute, you know, to release it when I was flying.
That it went straight out at the bottom.
Yeah. It was like, good luck.
It could be, yeah.
And maybe I was right. Maybe I was onto something.
Well, these are just things that are being reported by people.
Yeah, I'm worried about the animals.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
Out in the forest.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I mean, I am, but not as much as I'm worried about myself.
We've stumbled upon a huge problem right now. This is breaking.
We're going to need some investigative journalism. Kareem, we're going to
start the fight against
we're gonna use
falling
this
from planes.
Season 2 budget to fly you out to Kelowna and talk to people.
I wouldn't want it to thaw and fall on me, but I also wouldn't want the frozen poopsicle to land on my head.
Oh, my God.
I just love that name.
I mean, I think it's frozen at the top, and then as it falls down, it's going
to
melt.
Get warm.
Yeah.
So what if it's winter?
Oh, that's
never
true.
Never melts. Oof. Comes through your roof, your house.
Oh, wow. What do you do?
You're not safe anywhere.
That's so gross, because that's oh, my God. There's just so many, layers to the story, and, as they, kind of click together, exactly what is falling on you.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. Just imagine when you realize what that is, falling on you, because it's going to be confusing at first, you know?
Yeah, and you're going to hope it's, an animal up there. But then you...
Or oil or... I don't
know.
Yeah.
Anything but...
Not safe. Not safe. Not good.
I'm surprised you were able to talk about that for this long without gagging, though.
Me too.
You've
me
done
too,
well.
Man. Thank you. I'm glad. The show's all about character development and overcoming our fears. Well, since we lifted ourselves, we're going to listen to Lift Yourself by Kanye West.
Perfect.
Wow.
Can't you need me and nothing else? with two girls on a Tuesday. Who's paid? That's me, oh yeah. I'm a flirt, you alert. Worst curve when the birds chirp, chirp on my nerves, oh yeah. Don't be sad, look alive, Licky. Damn right, she gon' dance on my damn dickies. I mean, when's the last time you danced on me, shit? When's the last time you even looked? Testing you like a dummy, you think it's dark, but it's sunny. I feel it all in my tummy, you think it's sweet like a sunny. I'm never bummy, you're scummy, you're paranoid like a bunny. You're dead to me, you the drug and the junkie. Pretty penny, so I don't know where to start. Tag along, I'm a vagabond to your heart. I mean, what can I say? I'll try to you like
2 nights in a row. Where'd you go? I've been smoking. 2 nights in a row. Now I know that it's broken.
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
Very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
National Indigenous Peoples Day is June 21st, and CITR 101.9 FM is here to provide you a day of special programming and celebration, with programs on language revitalization, Inuit composers, and much, much more. All day, CITR will be broadcasting content by, with, and for Canada's Indigenous people, from Indigenous-focused music playlists and audio documentaries to in-studio interviews. Tune in Thursday, June 21st from 11 a.m. onwards to hear all of CITR's programming on Indigenous culture, identity, and heritage.
Yeah. Baby, don't make me spell it out for you. All of the feelings that I got for you. Can't be explained, but I can try for you. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for you. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender. No sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 Uh-huh. So good, so good, so good, so real. So please don't stop it. You got me right here in your jean pocket. Right now. Laying your body on a shag carpet. Ooh. You know I love it, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender. And emotional, sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 Uh-huh.
That's just the way you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. Via FaceTime, I have friend of the show, Quake Matthews. How's it going, man?
Yes, how's it going, man?
Good.
It's a beautiful day down here in Nova Scotia, man. Just enjoying it, man.
It's good. We have nice weather in Vancouver. We just got through like a storm, so I'm glad the sun's out. Thanks so much for calling in. We had you on a couple months ago, but we just want to catch up with what you've been up to. And I kind of want to start just by like asking what your summer is looking like in terms of new music or shows, or even if you're just doing any traveling, like what are you up to?
Yeah. So, I got some songs coming out this summer, and, they will definitely have a summer vibe. That's what I'm going to say. And, I have an EP coming, supposed to be in September. It's called Drinking Games. So we're definitely going to keep you, jam packed full of new music this summer. And it's going to be an EP as soon as the summer's over. And, yeah, man, other than that, I'm just same old grind. I just got back from Atlanta a couple weeks ago, which was a dope experience, yeah, man. If anyone ever has the opportunity to go to Atlanta, you definitely want to go there, man. The food, the music, the culture, everybody's like, the Southern hospitality is so real. Everybody's so nice. So I'm going to try to get back down there over the summer as well. And keep building. But yeah, that's about it, man. Just doing new music, enjoying life, living it up, man.
That's awesome. Is it, if I can ask, is it work in Atlanta, or are you just like down there to
No, I was down there working on some music, man. They got some amazing producers and artists down there, man. So I was lucky to collaborate with a few of them. Yeah,
Atlanta has a lot going on right now. That's cool.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, so your last album, which is what we kind of talked about in the last show, Celebrate the Struggle, it's been out for like quite a while now.
Yeah, it's actually, what's today? Man, I think it's like 1 year. It'll be like 1 year, maybe like, I think, was it June? Maybe it was July 7th. Okay. All right, so it's coming almost, up on 1 year.
That's exciting. Yeah. So just like kind of looking back, because like obviously that album release has kind of probably been a big part of your life over the last year, like doing shows for it and promoting it. What are some of the highlights just like looking back and reflecting on it from that whole experience?
Man, there's been so many. It's hard to say, man. Like I won a Songwriter of the Year award at Music Nova Scotia Awards thanks to that album. You know, I won Rap Album of the Year at the East Coast Music Awards that we have here. So it's always nice to get acknowledged for your work. But when I look back, man, I can't even count all the amazing things we did. Like, we appeared and performed on the Trailer Park Boys podcast, which was
awesome
for the album. Got to travel all through Europe promoting the album with my mom. We went to Sweden, UK, we went to Scotland and Netherlands, Amsterdam, all that shit. So all that was amazing. Man, it's hard to remember back. Oh, I got to do my first Juno Awards this year. So it's been probably the best year for me yet. Had a top 25 single for Billboard on radio, top 40 radio. So, I mean, it's a lot of firsts for me this year. So it's definitely been good, man.
That's so cool. And I think we talked right after you had gone to the Juno Awards because you had just left.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's a great year. Congratulations on all of that.
Yeah, thank you, man.
So our other guest today, it's Kayo, who you've worked with before.
Yes.
What's that like working with him?
Man, I met KO probably like 2009. So I met him at this open mic thing that they have at St. Mary's University down here. So it was like every Wednesday, it was like an open mic. And one Wednesday was another rapper and it was him. So, you know, we kind of just hit it off, and I've been working with him ever since. It's cool, man, because he brings a Caribbean flavor. He's from the island of St. Lucia, which mm-hmm. is in the Caribbean. So we got two totally kind of different styles, but when you put them together, they mesh well. And I actually got to go to his home of St. Lucia over the past last year, and it was incredible, man. Like, just the vibes, amazing. Like, Tropical Island, like, this guy. And when you go with someone you know, it's like, you know, it's like you can integrate more into the culture and really see what it is rather than, like, stay on a resort or something.
That's so cool. Yeah,
definitely dope, man.
That's awesome. We're going to listen, kind of in honor of having you both on the show, we're going to listen to your guys' song Lonely that you did together for your last album. But before we play it, what should we know about it? Like, maybe talk about maybe the process or just, like, the main ideas or conceits of it.
Yeah. So, man, we did that all in one night. That's something you should know. We did it on the spot, which is rare for me these days. Like, I'd like to take some time and think about the songs a little more. But yeah, we were just like, he was home. We were just having a couple of drinks. We did it all in one night. And yeah, I don't know, man. I think it was just embracing the fact of being alone is not so bad. Everyone always says that it's so bad, but you know, embracing the idea that, you know, sometimes alone can be a good state of mind too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much that. And we shot the video in St. Lucia, his hometown. If you guys go check the video on YouTube, yeah, it's a beautiful island. So yeah, it was dope all around.
Great. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and listen to that song, and then we'll be back with Quake Matthews. This is Lonely.
Yeah, I may be lonely. Yeah, I may be lonely. Yeah, I may be lonely, cause lonely's the best way that I ever felt.
Yeah, I'm on a long dark highway. 4 or 5 drinks deep, trying to drive safe. Seatbelt unbuckled and my phone's on vibrate. Man, who the f*** calling? My left hand hits ignore. My right hand flick a Newport on the floor. That split second that I'm not in control. Hit a wheel is a blessing, cause loneliness is a monotonous road. They say depression leave a mark on the soul, but it's a mark on the map. Just directions where they want you to go. The pressure starts getting harder to hold. The grip lessons for real. The wheel starts having thoughts of its own. Let it go. Just let it go. I'm staring at the mirror, the person I don't want to provoke. As the gas gauge starts getting low.
Yeah, I may be lonely. Yeah, I may be lonely, but lonely's okay. See, I may be lonely. Yeah, I may be lonely, cause lonely's the best way that I ever felt. Yeah, I may be
bullshit for they kiss me goodbye. It's chippy over my shoulder like pop flies. Caught by Ken Griffey. Is he in the right field or not? That's the mystery. The most friendly you'll probably be ghosts. At the same time, you need somebody the most. I've been dating 3 years and mama's alone. And it probably don't help that I'm hard to get home. No. And plus, I just broke up with my ex. So I don't even know what's next. My mind is on recession. Plus this job ain't got no pension. Now I'm driving back to the West End stressed. Caught between the thoughts of the throne. But still part of me don't want to be known. I'm staring at the mirror at the person I don't want to provoke. As the gas gauge starts to get low.
Yeah, I may be lonely. Yeah, I may be lonely, but lonely's okay. See, I may be lonely. Yeah, I may be lonely, cause lonely's the best way that I ever felt. Yeah, I may be
All right. Hey, welcome back. We just listened to Lonely by Quake Matthews and KO. And I have Quake Matthews on FaceTime right now. So now I kind of want to chat more about the rap world at large, just like on Twitter. There's lots of feuds happening right now, notably Drake and Pusha T is probably like the chief example, but also Chief Keef and 6ix9ine and Rich the Kid, and Lil Uzi Vert. Are you following any of these? Are you keeping track of any of them?
Yeah, I follow the Drake and Pusha one more so than the others, because yeah. I feel like the Drake and Pusha one is not going to be really any threat of actual violence is what I can see. It's like actually two great MCs going at each other. And that's what I'm about is like, you know, great lyricists. I think it's good for hip hop to combat each other on a lyrical level. But, you know, when it comes to people getting shot at the hotels and
it's crazy.
That's some stuff that's like I could do without, you know.
Yeah. I'm not,
it's, you know, I can see how it's entertaining to some people and how kids watch it and think it's cool. But, you know, from someone who's seen stuff like that, it's not really that cool, man. So, but yeah, I mean, I follow it all, but I'd rather see them keep it on a record level.
Like
but.
Using their craft to combat each other.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
No. Yeah. And like, we've seen some great talent between those two guys. Like both of their freestyles were incredible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, it's crazy how the internet just jumps onto... It's like, what have you done for me lately? Like, when Drake dropped his one, the whole internet's like, oh, Pusha T is dead. Drake is the... You know, he's never... Yeah. And then Pusha drops his one, then it's like, oh, Drake's dead. It's like, they all... The internet is the most, like, fickle place in the world. Like, nobody sticks to a side. It's just like,
right.
They go whatever's popular.
No, that was... Like, this was a great example of that, just because... No one was really loyal. They were just going with who had released the last song.
Yeah.
In this, are you kind of just watching it like passively, or do you have are you rooting for any, or were you? It's kind of over now.
Yeah, it's kind of over. I was kind of hoping to hear. I always like Drake. You know,
yeah.
But they're honestly two of my favorite rappers. You know, for a long time, both of them. Like, I liked Pusha T since like junior high, so. It's kind of cool, and it's kind of cool that Drake, you know, Pusha T was one of Drake's favorite rappers growing up, and now I come to that, so that's cool. But yeah, I always hope for Drake, man, the Canadian dude.
And, yeah,
and Drake's always cool to me, so definitely I was hoping for Drake. But I was kind of hoping that we would get to hear what he came back with, but I'm not sure if you saw Jay Prince, the OG, stepped in, and can't really go around that. You got to kind of listen to what he says, you know. But
yeah. Didn't they say it was gonna like ruin someone's career if he went?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't want to get too personal. I don't know. I haven't heard it. You know, no one has. But it's like, I don't know. I don't know what it would have been, but it would have been interesting to hear.
Yeah. But. Do you think like talking about getting personal, like Pusha T kind of told the world Drake may or may not have a son? Do you think that's fair game?
I think in a battle, everything is fair game. Like, it's hard to say. It's hard to draw that line. Like, all's fair in love and war.
Right.
The one thing I probably wouldn't, I probably thought was a little far, was about 40. And they're talking about how he has MS and, like, he's dying. Like, I probably wouldn't have said that. But then if you look back in time, like, Tupac, this and Mobb Deep is, like, this and Prodigy. Like, don't one of you guys got sickle cell, you're going to die soon. Like, so it's like, it's always been around in hip-hop, but it's like, I feel like that's a little too far.
No, yeah, that's harsh. It's harsh.
Yeah.
You kind of alluded to it earlier, but like in general, do you think they add or detract from the industry or genre at all? Or do you think they're just part of it?
These feuds?
Yeah.
I think it definitely helps. Like if it's a good like battle and people are keeping it on record, it definitely helps for people to step their lyrics up because like I feel the best lyrics and the most intricate bars and everything come out during combat. So, you know, Pusha T and Drake had the world liking real rap again, bars, like, you know, so
right.
I feel like it's good. And I feel like there's a place for the other stuff too, like the more Instagram feuds and all that, like it keeps the kids entertained and whatever. I mean, I don't really understand it, but I mean, there's a place for everything. And I think that hip hop, the beautiful thing about it is that it's a place where a wide variety of people from many different walks of life can all coexist and survive and make money off the same thing. So it's not really, you can't really down someone else's approach just because it's not your cup of tea.
Right. Right. Awesome. So I guess looking forward to the future, you kind of talked about what's coming, but is there anything else we should be looking forward to? Maybe do you have any dates or anything we should keep in mind?
Man, once this new music, I think the first record I'm dropping, the first, song I'm dropping is in July, and all I can say is once that starts, I'm not gonna stop really again. Like, I'm because, like, before my approach was always to make like full length albums, and they would take like a year, and then you know, you would put it out for a year. But now I'm just making like four songs at a time and just giving you those type of bodies, so it's not gonna stop, it's just gonna be consistent.
Yeah,
so look forward to it.
I guess that's one upside of the internet, right? Is that you can just keep feeding your fans with
content, yeah. Let's keep going. That's awesome. Keep going.
And then I meant to do this with you last time you were on the show, and I've done it with every other guest, but I just completely forgot with you. I always ask for shout-outs or call-outs, so if you want to give someone a shout-out or if you want to call someone out, I always want to give that opportunity. Do you have one?
Yeah. I don't think I want to call anyone out, but shout-out to whoever invented hollandaise sauce, though. Man, I had eggs benedict this morning, and that's got to be one of the top five sauces ever. I just tweeted that shit, man. Like, that's incredible. Like, that's got to be one of the best sauces. I literally licked the plate. Like, I tried not to let anyone see me, but incredible.
Awesome. Quake, thanks so much for calling in. Celebrate the Struggle is out everywhere, and stay tuned for new music from Quake Matthews. Thanks so much, man.
All right, take care.
All right, you too. Bye.
Now, are you sure you're ready to hear about this fast life that I lived? The flashing lights and the blackout nights just like this. Would you sacrifice your sanity while looking past my sins? And forgive my crazy friends for the trouble they got me in? I was as stubborn as an addict with a habit for arguments. Scarred with a troubled past and some of the darkest of intents. But if I make a conscious effort to clear my mind of this pressure, then cross your heart and promise you'll accept it.
These are my confessions. I trip on my words. Then you walk away. Try to pretend that you're strong as Superman. A little thought makes you hit the brakes. What's the point any other way? No regrets, I'm just here to say. These are my confessions. I trip on my words. A simple collection of bridges I've burned. From the world, run from me.
I'm choking.
National Indigenous Peoples Day is June 21st, and CITR 101.9 FM is here to provide you a day of special programming and celebration, with programs on language revitalization, Inuit composers, and much, much more. All day, CITR will be broadcasting content by, with, and for Canada's Indigenous people, from Indigenous-focused music playlists and audio documentaries to in-studio interviews. Tune in Thursday, June 21st from 11 a.m. onwards to hear all of CITR's programming on Indigenous culture, identity, and heritage.
Member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at
On the Fringe Hair Design, Rufus Guitar Shop, Stormcrow Ale House, The Bike Kitchen, UBC Bookstore, Australia Boot Company, and so many more.
The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that she gave every day was a movie for the making. And I'm for you to reach open wide. No. And every time you speak her name, does she know how you told me to talk to her? Tell you die, tell you die. But I'm still alive. And I'm here to remind.
Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm Alec Christensen, your host, and joining me on FaceTime is KO. How's it going, man?
Chilling, bro. Happy Sunday.
Hey, you too. Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're on. So to get started, I kind of want to talk about your background a little bit.
Sure,
you grew up in St. Lucia?
Yes.
Studied in Halifax, and now you're in Toronto, correct?
Now I'm in Toronto, and now I kind of like travel back and forth between those three places a lot.
Awesome. So just like talking about that in your music, how do those all factor into your music, what you do, all those places?
Well, being originally from St. Lucia, like born and raised there, there's a lot of those like Caribbean elements in my music, whether it be the cadence, whether it be the lingo, or even from like a production standpoint, just adding a little bit of those elements to it. It's always a part of my music. I like to think of St. Lucia as the place that I go to get inspired again.
Sure.
Three to four different studio sessions a week while I'm out here, which is great. And then Halifax is sort of the place that I go to really like curate all of that stuff that I've been working on and really put my projects together, right, and figure out the creative behind it. So that's kind of how, you know, each of those places have, sure, a special place to me right now.
That's great. And then also on your background, you started out as a poet before really getting into music, correct?
Yeah, I mean, not a professional poet,
right,
but it started with poetry.
Sure.
You know, it started with me just writing. I wasn't a very outspoken kid. I, you know, like many teenagers, I had a lot of shit on my mind that I wanted to be able to get out, but I didn't really know if I couldn't really find the right outlet. So I just used to write everything down. And then eventually that sort of transcended into music.
Right. When did that change happen? When did you kind of realize I want to start adding layers to what I'm writing with music?
It was a natural progression. I think it really took off the middle of high school for me, when I really made that decision that music was the path that I wanted to take. But before that, it was always sort of like a natural thing. Like, it started with poetry, but even before that, I used to always like sing along to songs on the radio and like change the lyrics and, sure, things of that nature. So it was always part of me, but it wasn't until I was part of my school choir at St. Mary's College, and they needed a rapper to do this verse for World's Greatest by R. Kelly. Remember that?
yeah, I do.
So they needed someone to do a rap verse for World's Greatest by R. Kelly. And like all my friends just chose me. And that was like my first ever performance in front of people, like doing music.
Sure.
And sort of ever since then, man, I just never looked back. It really just sort of became a part of who I am.
That's awesome. And then one last thing about the poetry. Will you ever write something and think that it works maybe better as a poem, or do you only really write music? Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely. That happens all the time, man. Like, what I really like to do now is like, I'll just write to a guitar lick, or I'll write to a piano loop kind of thing. And it'll take whatever form it takes, whether it's like rap, whether it's me singing, or whether it's just deaf poetry or spoken word kind of thing. I don't sort of limit myself to the structure of just songwriting, but just creation in general, man.
Awesome. That's so cool. Okay, so you just released your latest album, Winter in St. Lucia. So congratulations on that, first of all.
Thank you very much.
What about this album were you most excited about sharing, maybe?
The cohesion of it. Like, that's sort of something that I have struggled with a little bit. I feel like because, like, I'm a very versatile artist, and that has always sort of worked in my benefit, but also to my disadvantage, whereas it's hard to really pinpoint or really focus or give people like a balanced body of work. Whereas with Winter in St. Lucia, I think we were finally really able to accomplish that.
Right.
And it's cohesive. I was able to get, in a way, all of those aspects of myself across, but also do it in a way where it all sort of made sense and it all told the story that I needed it to tell.
Great. And then maybe, like, I guess building off of that, how does it differ from, like, previous albums that you've made? Are there any big distinctions, you think?
The biggest distinction is really just the balance and the cohesion,
sure,
in it. Honestly, man. Like, the way I designed the album is, one, it plays from front to back the same way I would perform it.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the dynamics and the ups and downs and the emotional roller coaster, if you will, that I wanted to put people on, it's all designed into the album. It picks up in a way right where my last project, Nowhere, left off. That's with records like Nagato and Baccara. And just honestly, man, like the balance and the wide range of sounds that we were able to accomplish in it. The production is next level. I'm happy with the way that we all put it together. The aesthetics of it, the branding, the packaging. I'm super content with how it's been received so far.
That's awesome. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break from the interview and listen to one of the songs off the album. So this is Mad Now.
Ride around the city with a bad one. Coming through your speakers with an anthem. Shorty quiet, but she got a wild side. Says she come alive in the nighttime. Ooh, fly baby in for like 5 days. Just a stunt on niggas, drive alley. Say she work on the 10, she got a shoot later. Say she loving the style, I smell like new paper. You knew I'm out here on a whip. It's something they can't take. It's why I'm out here flexing. Yeah, just been riding around this city in a spaceship. Why they out of here? I ain't with that bitch. No, thought you'd be happy I made it. Yeah. Oh, you mad now? Don't know how to react now. Thought you'd be happy I made it. Yeah. Oh, you mad now? Good kid in a bad crowd. Yeah. And I'm just here for the vibe, y'all. Ayo. Shit I never thought I could see. Now I travel to places never thought I could be. Here for the week, but I'm only here for the bag. Attaining heights these haters never thought that I could reach. In just a week felt contempt directed at me. I'll be picking up that girl right in front of their homes. They know me well, so they know that their line is the truth. I heard you had your girl delete all my joints on my phone. I live the type of zone that I never used to condone. Got me questioning loyalty from like all of this help. Cause if they could do it to you, they could do it to me. Starting accepting, maybe that's just the way that shit goes. In a land that is sinfully beautiful, told myself I wouldn't let this place do to me. What it did to you, till death do its part, might just be our funeral. At least the feeling's mutual. You'll be happy I made it. Yeah. Oh, you mad now? Don't know how to react now. Well, thought you'd be happy I made it. Good kid in a bad crowd. Yeah. Thought you'd be happy I made it. Oh, you mad now? Don't know how to react now. Well, thought you'd be happy I made it. Yeah.
So we just listened now by KO, who is on FaceTime right now. So that was just off your album, Winter in St. Lucia.
Yes, sir.
Really quick. Yep. Winters in St. Lucia, I imagine, are a lot nicer than winters in Canada.
A lot nicer.
Is that
a
kind of when... is that when you find your excuse to get down there, escape the harsh Toronto winter?
It's always kind of been a goal of mine to like skip the winters here entirely and spend them in St. Lucia. So this was sort of my first attempt at it. Right?
Yeah, like, no, fair enough.
I'm there. I spent like 6 weeks at first and I came back up for three weeks and then I went back home for another 6 weeks. So in total it was 3 months, but it's what inspired the album.
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully I could do it every year.
That's great. So before we called you, we had Quake Matthews on the show, who one of your friends and collaborators. We talked a bit about different rap feuds that were happening. We talked mainly about Drake and Pusha T. Yeah. Do you have any opinions on those? Are you following them? Are you siding with anyone?
I have been following it, bro. I've been super excited about this because as a fan of both of them, as a fan of hip hop and as a fan of the culture, I think it's very good for him. I think it's very healthy. I think the game really needed something like this. I think Drake hasn't been challenged in this way in a long time, if ever. And I think that He was comfortable, man. He got real comfortable. He came through with Duffy. Duffy was dope. And the quickness with his response was what really got the internet buzzing. But in hindsight, if you really think about it, like, all these radio stations, like, all the radio, the media people had the album a week in advance. Right. So who's, like, Drake is obviously going to be able to get a copy of this album if it came down to it. So I don't even know if he, like, recorded this the day that he heard, the day the album came out, or if he had it just waiting the whole week. But regardless of that, man, I think W was dope. I think the beef in general is great for hip-hop. And I'm mad it's over, or supposedly over.
I know. It was fun to follow. It was fun to follow.
It was, man. And with this whole Kanye, like, with the whole, the 7-track albums that he's doing all month in June, like, it was just a very exciting time for, like, two of the biggest camps in the game to be really going at it.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you've seen something like this since Jay or Nas or 50 and Ja Rule.
Sure. You know,
it's crazy.
Okay, so just kind of, like, to wrap up a little bit, what's the future looking like for you? Like, what are your plans coming up?
I'm just going to continue pushing this album, bro. We got a show here in Toronto on the 28th of June. We're booking some more shows outside of Toronto and just really building, just continuing to push this album. Fortunately, we already have the second project done. It's called Permanent Vacation. So that will come anytime, any minute now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man, and apart from that, just working, just out here recording, just, you know, vibing with the people and just trying to really get to where we got to get to.
Fair enough. And then one thing I ask every guest, you can give a shout-out or you can call someone out. Quake Matthews, he gave a shout-out to the guy who invented hollandaise sauce. He had some really good eggs Benedict yesterday, I guess. So if you have one of those, you can shout someone out, call someone out. If you're feeling messy, up to you.
Shout-out all the women out there with good weave. Shout them out one time, because it's really tough out there for them girls with not too good weave. So shout out to y'all. It takes some time, and take care of your shit. I appreciate you. We all appreciate you.
Sure.
And the fans and Lucia Lodge. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling in. If you're ever in Vancouver for a show, hit me up and we'll get you on again.
Very much.
Yeah. Everyone go check out KO. Album is out everywhere.
Everywhere.
All right. And then
platforms.
Anywhere they can follow you to find out more or keep up?
You could get all of my music on iamko.com, and my socials are KO Guevara. That's KAYOGUEVARRA.
Awesome. All right. Thanks so much, man. Take care.
All right, my brother. Take care.
Bye.
One love.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, cause somewhere on the field, a pretty thing is still sleeping. Every day of the week is starting to feel like it's the weekend. She always says she love me, but I know that she don't mean it, no. Hardly getting sleep, but always feeling like I'm dreaming. Smoke cloud in my eyes, never seen more clearly, it's part of the high. It's part of the grind, on this lonely road, but it's part of the drive. We are reckless youth and restless children. 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 People changing, that's why I change my locations with the season and take the scenic. I can vibe with you for no reason. I got a feeling. I live the life I always dream of. Dreaming color, the greatest ever undercover. It's kind of undiscovered. And I kind of love it. The kind of guy she won't run with any kind of function. Yeah, when it's St. Lucia, that December rain. Yeah, catch another flight soon as that season change. Smoke cloud in my eyes. Never seen more clearly, it's part of the high. It's part of the grind. On this lonely road, but it's part of the drive. We are reckless youth and restless children. We are reckless youth and restless children. We are reckless youth and restless children. Yeah.
so beautifully broken. We are so flawlessly scarred. We are just searching for someone to love us the way that we are. We are so beautifully broken. We are so flawlessly scarred. We are just searching for someone to love us the way that we are. Yeah. Smoke cloud in my eyes. Never seen more clearly. It's part of the high. It's part of the grind. On this lonely road, but it's part of the drive. We are in this youth and restless children.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
National Indigenous Peoples Day is June 21st, and CITR 101.9 FM is here to provide you a day of special programming and celebration, with programs on language revitalization, Inuit composers, and much, much more. All day, CITR will be broadcasting content by, with, and for Canada's Indigenous people, from Indigenous-focused music playlists and audio documentaries to in-studio interviews. Tune in Thursday, June 21st from 11 a.m. onwards to hear all of CITR's programming on Indigenous culture, identity, and heritage.
Listen to it.
I want to thank Kareem Halisabe, Michael Ann Wilson, and my mom Kelly Christensen for dropping by. Thanks to Quake Matthews and KO for calling in. Stay tuned into CITR. C1 Radio is up next, and we'll be back in 2 weeks with a very special episode of Flashback.